And now it is a pleasure to welcome Michael Berkeley to the Breakfast Club this morning. Michael, good morning.
Hi, Marshall. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you on the air this morning. And it's happened, the return of Michael Berkeley's Divas to the Sharon Playhouse.
It's very exciting.
It's coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. We will be broadcasting live in between 6 and 8 on Saturday with drop-ins and live on Facebook as well. And looking at the poster, you have a lot of divas coming.
We have a lot of divas. I would say over 25. Plus some little divas, some kids. And but there are many divas from the past. They're all from the past. They've been in shows before. And they're wonderful.
Now, I saw some of the divas performing at Lime Rock Park.
Oh, right. We had two, Johanna Keston and Maria Hickey.
And they were having some fun there. So let's talk about what repertoire we will find the divas performing, because that's a lot of divas in one place.
A lot of divas. Well, it's also a lot of numbers. We're focusing on Broadway, and we've got songs from, Funny Girl and... lots of shows. We have, let me think of a few songs. Grease, They're Worst Thing I Could Do, Anything Goes. We have a big tap number. The Rodgers and Hammerstein, of course. Everything's Come Up Roses, I'm Still Here. We have tons of stuff. Hello, Dolly.
And you got a lot of people helping you out here. You're the big honcho behind it. But you've got Cheryl Swift is a choreographer, right?
Cheryl Swift is the choreographer. Lori Belter is my assistant director. Pamela Chasson is the indomitable strength behind every show I do. And we have a wonderful team of support at the theater, which is great.
Yeah, and it's great to see your show is coming on the heels of a big success at the Playhouse, which was crazy for you.
Great.
And what's great about I tell people when they heard that the Divas were coming back to get tickets, because I mean, used to be Divas were maybe four shows or, but this is just it—a two-show engagement. This Saturday and Sunday. So if people want tickets, they got to get there quick. How long have you and the Divas been practicing and rehearsing?
I would say on and off we've been rehearsing a few weeks.
One thing I've noticed about them,
but we just had one run through of the whole thing, and it was thrilling to me.
And I mean, these the Divas are in costume and everything like that. This is really a pretty spectacular, and I would say a colorful show. And the great thing about the Divas, it seems like, Michael, whenever you get the Divas together, they just automatically revert back to form right away.
It's amazing what they do. They actually remember some of the steps that we've used before in past shows. But yeah, it's fast-paced, it's up-tempo, we have ballads, we have tap numbers, so there's dancing,
and
numbers, duets.
And you do include, and this is what's great about it, you do include just about every generation of divas you can possibly imagine.
Well, we do. We go from 10 years old to over 70.
And it's all got punch. Now, is this the type of show that on the show nights you can actually enjoy it, or do you still have to angst your way through it?
I don't angst my way through, but I really have to focus because there's so much music. But I enjoy it. I really do. I enjoy the challenge of it.
Well, what seems to me is if you put on a show and you head up a show and it's a regular Broadway show, it's enough. But when you've got, let's say, 20 some people doing 20 some different songs from, let's just say, I'm going to pick out a number, from 20 different shows, all of a sudden, as someone who's going to be the choreographer and the director, that makes and it's all packed into such a limited time, that makes it quite an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, it's challenging. And I'm at the piano the entire night, playing with a bass player and a drummer, so I have that concern as well. Hello.
How long is the show going to be?
Approximately close to 2 hours.
And you've got a break in there, and two acts, and you got a break in there. But really, if you like show tunes, if you like cabaret, and you're really going to enjoy this because it encompasses the best of both worlds.
It does. And we have a lot of women on stage. So there's big production numbers, and there's incredible solos, there's incredible dancing. So it's really worth seeing.
Have you been getting much sleep?
No.
Well, once again, the Divas on Saturday and Sunday. The Saturday showing is, of course, in the evening,
right.
which will take place at 8 o'clock. The Sunday is a 3 o'clock matinee. SharonPlayhouse.org for tickets or 860-364-7469. Or you can even walk by and go to the box office and get tickets there. But more information is available also at SharonPlayhouse.org. Michael, welcome back with the Divas to the Sharon Playhouse.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
All right. Take care, Michael.
You too.
Michael Berkeley and the Divas are returning to the Sharon Playhouse this weekend. Two shows only, Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3, SharonPlayhouse.org.